Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon, I learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it in various different aspects of their life. And today I'm chatting to Sarah Hughes from the Howth Castle Cookery School. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea.
When did you start cooking?
When did I start cooking? Well, I suppose, like so many of us, I would have started as a tot with my mum in the kitchen. She was a great cook, and her mum before her was a great cook. So I would have done all the normal things that we all did growing up. And then I suppose I would have gone on French exchanges as a kid and would have had great experiences with the mum of the girl that I was in exchange with. So she was a fabulous cook and then waitressed through college. And loved food and did languages in college then, but then realised that where my real love was with food. So I took a bit of a turn.
Yeah.
and ended up working in food full time.
So you, you kind of turned, a hobby and a passion into a full time career.
Yes, I did.
I love
lucky.
When people do that. It's not
great.
Everybody gets that chance.
No, it's not. I was very lucky to be able to do it. But I mean, there is a point too where you have to make a call and say, okay, this is what I want to do. And you have to take that step. And I was lucky that I was in a position to be able to do it at the time. And it all worked out for me, which is great.
What is it about cooking that you love?
What is it about cooking? It can be fabulously creative. It can be very relaxing. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do both for yourself and for others, you know. Being able to feed people is a great skill to have. And it's a really enjoyable thing to do once you've mastered it, you know. So that's, I suppose, what I love about cooking. I love the time that it gives me to myself to be able to do it, but I also love what it can do for other people and having people around your table and sharing food and time with them.
Yeah, because I'm sure I'm conscious now for probably a lot of our listeners are thinking like, this is all well and good and it's great, but for me, eating is a sort of a functional thing every day.
There are two types. We all need to feed ourselves. We all have to rush through situations where we're either flying at the door to work or we're flying in the door from work or we're getting kids out to school or getting kids out to sports or whatever it is we're doing. And that element of functional eating is obviously part of everyone's day-to-day life. But then there are times that you can make where you can allow yourself a little bit of time or allow others to spend time with you doing something. And I think that's really, really important, you know.
I think all of us found a little bit of an inner chef in ourselves during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. COVID was great for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Is it the first time we had time to
Sure, we had so much time to spend with ourselves and with the people around us, with people we were living with. So, and it was one of the few things that we could go out and do was buying food, you know. So I think we all just had a little bit more time to
find a new love for it. You know? Yeah. Are we just lazy about it, I suppose? I suppose it's kind of down to time, isn't it?
I think it's about time. Yeah. I really see it as two different ways. You do try to marry both, but there is an element of functional eating where we all need to feed ourselves and feed the people around us. But there is that mindfulness too when you can take a time to cook properly and enjoy the moments along the way. That is a luxury. It's absolutely, it's more a weekend thing for the majority of us.
But when you mentioned the kind of the mindfulness element of cooking, is it a good distraction?
Oh, I think it can be a wonderful distraction. I think when you get into food and you're ready and you're prepped and you get into something, it obviously takes all of your attention.
Yeah.
It can be very multitasking in some ways and multifaceted. And that is a great way of keeping your mind busy or keeping your mind occupied or relaxing. Some people find it, not everyone finds it relaxing. Some people find cooking.
Yeah, it depends what you're cooking.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, yes. There are certain desserts for which I don't understand how people can find it therapeutic. But yeah, but then there are other things. There is something very satisfying about making something for the first time that you really enjoy when you have it elsewhere. And then you finally mastered how to do it. And there's great joy in that.
There is.
For me, you know, it sounds like such a simple thing, but actually learning how to make pavlova.
Okay.
You're like, I can't believe I'm telling you that. But like actually learning how to do that properly and being able to do it was just a major success for me during COVID.
Yeah, meringues are always such a fantastic thing for troubleshooting on.
Yeah.
Yeah, pavlova is great. I mean, we all remember them from growing up. I think it's a huge throwback to communions and birthday parties.
Yeah, there is a bit of a childhood thing about it.
There's a huge childhood thing to all kinds of meringues and everyone loves them, you know.
I've been able to make a nice meal like for friends is just amazing.
It is. And that kind of that brings me back to the two aspects of cooking yeah. that are so enjoyable. And I think what we try to do in some ways in the cookery school is to encourage and to promote and to teach people how to cook new things and how to cook things they enjoy and things that they would like to share with friends. So, yeah, that's one of the nicest thing about teaching people how to cook.
Yeah.
The happiness sometimes that you can bring and the buzz that people get when they find something that they work out that they can do themselves.
Actually making, you know, like I'm just doing, even doing mussels in like a creamy white wine sauce. That for me was just, that was a huge success yeah. in my cooking career.
Yeah, shellfish is really easy to cook. Like,
yeah. I have an awful fear of it though.
Yeah, so many people do.
There is, yeah, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's just a couple of small basic things you probably know, haven't cooked them yourself.
Yeah.
That you kind of have to adhere to rules wise. But they're really quick, really fast. And the majority of shellfish is super cheap. Mussels are super cheap to cook.
You know? How do you think we can try and use cooking then to help us live better, to live well?
I think they both go very much hand in hand, living well and eating well. It's all part of, I suppose, being able to get a little bit of exercise, being able to feed your body in a way that it needs, and being able to cook for yourself obviously allows you to control what you put in, be it you don't necessarily want to have to put in too much salt and all the obvious things, and you're not using food additives, you're using fresher, cleaner food, which obviously promotes better living along with other lots of other things. But it is the small things that we were talking about earlier that you put together, and being able to cook for yourself and the people around you definitely helps to promote a better lifestyle. I think it's a skill that we all need to work on a little bit nowadays, with life being so busy.
We were only talking a few weeks ago about the number of people who, you know, sit down once a week for a family meal. Mm-hmm. And like how low that is now, you know, obviously by comparison, we'll say to 2 decades ago. And naturally, like I know people listening to this are like, but you're busy and we're commuting and we've X, Y and Z and all of the different reasons. But there probably is something about the bringing of people together that helps us to live better from cooking.
Totally. It is, I mean, we'd all love to be able to say we can all sit down and have more meals with family and with people that we really want to be with. It's not always that practical.
Yeah.
Lives are so busy now and there's so much going on with everybody. But it would be wonderful if we could get back to a situation where we could try and eat together a little bit more. And I think learning to cook and being able to cook and teaching other people and imparting and passing on that knowledge does bring you a little bit more time to do and spend that kind of time and promote. And once you know how to cook a little better, I think then you tend to do it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then you pass it on.
I know that's the business you're in now through the Howth Castle Cookery School. Are more people just opting to learn to cook better? Like I do hear anecdotally of more people just going to cookery classes on a more frequent basis.
We're just more into food now, I suppose, in the last 20 years, 20, 30 years. People are just more aware of cooking and people are travelling more, so they're experiencing different things
and want
to be able to replicate that themselves when they come home. So cookery schools have become more popular because of that, you know. And we see, I mean, there are different food trends and different fads that people go through.
What is the most on trend at the moment?
Mexican food is really popular.
I love Mexican food.
Yeah, and Japanese street food is kind of doing the rounds with us at the moment. We do see different classes becoming more fashionable and more in vogue. And
brilliant.
Other things replace that too.
Well, that's definitely one I want to try and brush up on. Sarah Hughes from the Howth Castle Cookery School. Sarah, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.